So we'll start today, Be'ezus Hashem, Bava Metzia Daf Lamedtes, and we will start right in the middle of a sugya, but it will be on the third line, the last word of the line, Tana. So the sugya that we're in the middle of is the sugya of, are we married Karev L'Nechse Shavoy? So we brought a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which we said was Machlokes Tanaim, really the Rabbanan Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What happens if you have a person who gets taken away? What the lashon that we use was nechse netushim, okay? Tish metena unitashta. That is the afkada de malka, meaning somebody who goes into captivity, and we don't know if they are dead or alive. We have no way. We haven't heard anything one way or another. So there's a machlokes whether or not you would be married them. You're maridin karev lenechse Shavoy or not. Now, just to remember, the Bereshit brought three cases. So when a person we heard that they died, so then the person is allowed to go down and he's allowed to eat, basically treated as a Yerush, eat as much as he wants. He can't obviously destroy the land, but he can get all the benefit of the field. We'll discuss here, again, we had kind of mentioned, and this will be the sugi here, that Nechse Shavoy, if you hold Mayridin, like Rishon Gamliel, then what we call nechse netushim, where loy shama shemes, we don't know if the person died, so then you're going to be able to be shamin karas, and the Gemara is going to go through that progression right now. And we had a third case, which was nechse ritushin, and those are ones where the person had time to get his affairs in order, and then he abandoned it, he left town, so obviously he doesn't want anyone to go work his fields. If he did, then he would have made those arrangements. So the Gemara is going to start in the third line, Tana. The kulan shamalahen ka'aris. All of them, okay? They're all going to be shaman ka'aris, which means aris would be dependent on the locality, right? Mechza shlish revia, right? That would be this, how much, what percentage they get. But they get a percentage of the land, they work the fields, and they get a percentage of the yield. So the Gemara says, ahaya. Which case, when we said the kulan shamalahen ka'aris, which of these three cases would get ka'aris? Ilema shvuyin, if you're talking about shvuyin, and shvuyin, when we talk about the brisa, it's really shvuyin, netushin, ritushin. So shvuyin means where we heard that they died. So the Gemara says, hold on one second, the brisa says, hashta zariz viniskar, right? He's going to get the full benefit, hama. May da ashbach mi baya. So of course, we married him, al das to eat all of the paris. So why are we saying he's going to be shaman ka'aris? That wouldn't make any sense. He's getting even more than that. So it's not Shaman Ka'aris. Now, Ella, that's the way Rashi explains the sugya. And that fits in line with the way we explained Rashi yesterday. And really, with the Pasha reading of the Braisa, Zezariz Viniskar. Tosis has like five kashas here on Rashi, that there's no Havamina, right? What did the Braisa say? The Braisa said that even if you hear that he's coming, then you can quickly just take everything. Why? Because you went all das that. Tosis doesn't like that. He says that really, it's only as long as we hear he's dead. But once we hear that the owner's alive, he's also going to get shaman ka'aris. Okay, but then we're not asking on the status once we heard that the bailam are alive. And by the way, the Rambam also seems to be mashma that neri lichsei netushim eichel mitchila hakol. Okay, but if the bailam are chazru, then we treat him lemafreya. Okay, that's a different din that the Rambam's talking about. But okay, either way. So now again, we're trying to figure out which is the case, shaman ka'aris. So the Gemara says, Ela aretushim. We must be talking about the case of retushim, which is what we originally call nechse shavoy, meaning we don't know if the guy died. Retushim, the last case. Okay, meaning must be talking about the abandonment case. So the Gemara is saying, hold on one second, Matsina said, Miyade katani. No, if he abandoned the land, then it shows the fact that he had time to get his affairs in order and he didn't. So we're going to be mitzi from the land, right? We're not going to let anybody work that land. Elo anetushim. We must talk about the middle case, okay? Netushim meaning the case where person we know went into captivity. We don't know if he's dead or not. That's the case we're talking about, that we're saying that someone can go and work the field and we'll treat them like an aris. Now, leman, ilei mil rabbanon. So if we're talking about netushim to the rabbanon, hamri mitzi in a semiyada. So we can't obviously be talking about the shitas. This is brisa that said, tana v'kulam shaman ka'aris can't be in shitas rabbanon. Because rabbanon hold that there's really no difference between netushim and ritushim. Either way, you're ein maridin kara l'nechse shavoy. So he said netushin are kishvuyin. So the Gemara says, so again, what's the chiddush? Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the chiddush? He said netushin are kishvuyin, like the first case. So what are you telling me? So the Gemara says Kishvuyin below Kishvuyin. When he said Kishvuyin, he didn't really mean Rav Shimon Gamliel that it's Kishvuyin. Kishvuyin de Maisino said Miyada. Just in the fact that we let him stay on the land, he's Kishvuyin. But what the benefit that you're going to get, meaning when Shama Shemes, you get everything. But look, Kishvuyin the Ilu Hasam Zaris Viniskar. When it's Shama Shemes, so he's going to get everything. The Ilu Hachashemin like Ka'aris. Okay, here he's going to get only Ka'aris. Fine. So that is the case we're talking about. Umay shana mehod etnan. Frak de Gemara, why should this be different than the case? Meaning, we're letting a guy go work the land. So why don't we say that he's considered a steward of the land? Why does he get ka'aris? Why doesn't he just get whatever happens while he's on the land, right? He's taking care of the land. So if he can eat whatever, he should be able to eat whatever he wants. And if the Bialim show up, he's off the land. It goes back. May shana mehod etnan, we see this born out in the case of Hamaitzi Yitzas on Nechse Ishta. We're talking about the Nechse Malug of his wife, that a husband, he gets the Paris, so he's going to work the land while the land's under him. Hoitzi Harbe Va'achol Kima, Kima Va'achol Harbe, meaning he gets whatever. It doesn't matter how much work he put in versus what he was able to recognize or realize in Paris. Makes no difference, right? Whatever he gets, he gets. Masha hoitzi hoitzi, masha achol achol. And it's not ka'aris, right? We don't say that he gets a percentage of the yield, he gets treated like a sharecropper, but rather, he is considered a temporary steward of the land, and then whatever he gets out of it, he gets out of it. So the Gemara says, holei damya alaha. Why? Because we have to compare it to a different case of a husband caring for his wife's land. Hamoitzi etzasa nechse ishta kitana. Let's say you're talking about a kedushin, there's a marriage derabbanan. It's nechsei ishtai ketana. That means ketana. When we talk about ketana, it doesn't mean that the father married off, but rather it means some form of something that's subject to miyun. So let's say the father's not around, the brother or the mother marries her off. Okay, or yisemi b'chaya av. So one of the cases where she could do miyun, she could basically opt out of the marriage. So by that case, we say we treat
the husband. It's like you're an aris.
Why? Because the person, the husband over here, he's not samech das. Okay, the problem is that since his wife could do mian at any point, so he knows that at any point he could stand to lose the land. Okay, and therefore the wife can just opt out. So therefore, he's not going to treat the land nicely. He's going to take whatever he can out of it. Okay, he's not going to do what's in the best interest, long-term interest of the land. He's going to maximize short-term profits. I'll get what I can now, because maybe tomorrow she'll do miyun. So to over here, again, the same thing is, if we're being married karav l'nichsei shavoy, we don't know, the karav doesn't know, maybe the shavoy is going to come back. And if I invest a whole lot of money into this land, and I'm not going to be there, the guy will just take it back. I'm going to be out the money. So therefore, we treat, in cases where there's this uncertainty, we treat it like a aris. Masha Enkein, obviously, the case of a regular husband and wife, it's up to the husband to decide when to divorce his wife. Okay, or if he dies, he died. But it's up to the husband to decide when to divorce his wife. And therefore, it's within his control. So no one's going to take it away from him when talking about a regular wife. It's only by katana where they're subject to mian. V'kulon, shaman lahen ka'aris. Okay, now the problem is the Bryce said v'kulon. Now we narrowed it down. We have three cases, and we narrowed it down to one of the three, right? There's Shvuyin, where Shama Shemes, there's Netushin, and there's Ritushin. We said that it's only the case of Netushin, right? The case where the person went into captivity, but we don't know if they died or not. So what's the lashon of Vekulon in the Brayse? Vekulon Shamanu Ka'aris, Vekulon Lasuye Mai, what's that coming to include? Lasuye Ha Damar Rav Nachman Amar Shvuel, the following case, Shavui Shen Nishba. You have a captive that was captured. Meridin karav l'nechasav. Yatza l'das, if a person left on purpose, ain't meridin karav l'nechasav. Okay, so if he left on purpose, then we're not going to. Rav Nachman idei amar b'reach hareu kishavoy. So Rav Nachman creates a middle case. A person who had to run away, he's like a shavoy. Okay, b'reach machmas mai. So again, we're creating an in-between case that he wasn't led away in captivity, right? We didn't watch an army come and take him away. But at the same time, the guy skipped town. Okay, he wasn't just sitting there one day decided to leave. He obviously looked like he left in a rush. He was bareach. So the Gemara says, bareach machmas mai. Either machmas karga, if we're talking about taxes, hainu ledas. So that is considered bareach ledas. That is going to be like ritushim, meaning he had time to get his affairs in order. Why? When you're late on your taxes, the IRS will send you a couple of delinquent notices. Right, so he had time. If he wanted somebody to go down and care for his land, he could have done that. Okay, we're talking about where he's being accused of murder. He had to skip town. Shaharegas a nefesh. He killed somebody. Okay, so a bereach
Again, the logic plays, but we're coming to include that case. That's also like a case of Shavuot, even though we see that he wasn't led away in captivity per se, but he had to leave town in a hurry. Okay, the authorities were hot on his trail, and therefore he did not have time to appoint someone to care for his lands. And that's when we're going to go in and say we're going to treat that one according to Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, that we're going to treat him like a nitushim. Okay, it's going to be like a shavoy, meaning he's going to get shaman. Whoever we put appoint to go care for the land is going to be shaman karis. Next, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shavoy shen nishba. So if you have a shavoy that was captured and he left fully, right, the field was fully ready to be picked, comma, right, standing grain, it was fully developed, or anavim litzar, same thing with the grapes, okay, it was ready, comma, is talking about like a grain that has to be cut, harvested, anavim litzar, these are all lashon of harvesting for the type of fruit, anavim litzar, timarim ligdar, zesim lemasuk, it's all lashon of harvesting specific to that produce. Bezdin, but the point is, it's ready. The field is just ready to be harvested. Bezdin yerdel in a chasav, so Bezdin goes. Umamidin apotropis. And then we're going to introduce the apotropis over here. The kaitzer ubaitzer vegeider umaisek. Right, so he's going to chop the fully developed stuff. He's going to harvest the land. Then, okay, so that's to get rid of the fully developed stuff or to realize the fully developed stuff. And at that point, v'achach maridin karav in a chasav. Then we'll have the karav go in. The karav will work the field for the next season, and he'll get shamin ka'aris like we discussed. But look at apotropia la'ilam. So the Gemara says, why don't we just institute an apotropis once you already have an apotropis there? So the Gemara says, apotropia l'diknini loy mukminan. Okay, for an old person, meaning an apotropis. Apotropis is not a job, and we've seen this logic back and forth. On the one hand, that Bezdin appoints them, it's the Lashon HaChashivas. On the other hand, the apotropis, and we've seen this, that he must owe the father some sort of favor, right? We see that it's a pain for them to do it. Must be there's some sort of goodwill establisher that somebody be willing to be an apotropis, right? If you should be zeicha to be a trustee on the estate of one's parents or grandparents, it's a responsibility, right? You have to. There has to be something there. So too over here, an apotropis, if we're talking about a shavui, he is a person who is an older man. We're not going to be able to find, people don't do that. In other words, when there's little orphans, there's Yisrael and Ketanim, they understand that there's these understanding and deals that go on that if Nebuchadnezzar left as orphans. But when it comes to an older person, we're not going to do that. Okay, and obviously we are differentiating. We're saying we'll have an apotropis for a period of time. That is to do the initial harvesting on the fully developed stuff, because that is not so difficult to do. They don't have to go work the whole land, work the whole season, just harvest the grain. So for that, we will. And that is where we bring the chalak. Amar Rav Huna. Ein maridin katon l'nechsei shavui. So you can't appoint a katon to the nechsei of a shavui. So let's say, again, what we're saying is we basically treat it like a temporary Yerusha. We give them the yield of an aris, right? They're going to get a shared, but it's going to be a karav. Now, what happens if the karav is a katon? Okay, let's say that's the only karav that this shavai has. So Rav Huna says, "Ain mayridin katan nechsei shavai." You don't have a katan go work the land, but like karav, right? And that's because the katan you don't have because they don't know how to properly care for the land. But like karav lenechsei katan. And on the flip side, you won't have a karav. We won't appoint if the shavai is a katan, the person in captivity or is out of town, right? So we don't know whether he wants. We don't have a karav go to the nechasim of a katan specifically. And extend that to a third din, but it's really just an offshoot of the second one. Like karav machmas karav lenechsei katan. So again, any of these three, what's a karav machmas karav? Meaning, and the concern is, we'll get into it in a second, I'll just speak it out, that if the person, the true owner of the land is a katan, so a katan doesn't necessarily remember, he won't be able to taina necessarily, he's not going to stand up for himself. Which means that if it's a karav, the karav, right, somebody that's in the Yerusha, same Yerusha sphere, that karav might take advantage of the katan, right? So for instance, if it's his brother, they're both subject to getting land from their father. They're both in a Yerusha position. So what we're saying is don't have one brother, okay, let's say the father and the katan, right? So don't have one brother. We'll see some stories on my base where these halachos are going to play out. Don't have the brother be meirid to the nechasav of his brother who's a katan, because if the katan should come back, he's not going to taina on his brother. And his brother could say, what do you mean? This is my land, right? Because I was also in position to inherit it. And by that same vein, this is the second din that's an offshoot of that, but like karav machmas karav, meaning even a brother from the father who is in Yerusha, don't have the brother from the mother of that brother, okay? Because, the little Yavamas over here, right? Don't have the brother from the mother. The point is a karav of a karav, right? It's two steps removed, because he has a vested interest, it looks like it, and he has a vested interest in establishing that his brother should have it. Okay, and therefore, again, it's too close for comfort. We have to make sure that it needs to be a nachri, right? An independent person. Okay, when we talk about a karev, to the nechasim of a katan, you have to have somebody else. Okay, so we said, because a katan doesn't know how to properly care for land. So a katan can't go take care of land for someone of a karev of his that's in captivity. Okay, that is an ach mina aim. That's karev machmas karev. Okay, a brother of the mother to the brother of the father. Fine. Kivan. Deloy machi, right? So the point is, and the third din, v'loy karav l'nechsei katan, in general, right? It went out of order. We're explaining what the problem with the karav is kiven deloy machi, the katan, whose land he's caring for, he won't protest against a karav that is a gadol. Asilach zukebe, and we're afraid that the gadol is going to make a chazaka on the land. In other words, the katan is going to come back, and the brother is going to, you know, he was already there for a long time. Since the katan is not going to protest, so then what's going to happen? The older brother is going to sit on the land for a long period of time. He's going to develop a chazaka on that land. Since the katan doesn't have the wherewithal to protest, he doesn't know to protest and say, "Hey, that's my land." Okay, Amar Rava. We see from this din, Shmami Nami Rav Huna Ein Machzikim Minechsei Katan. Right, so we can't. There's no chazaka that we normally talk about in the nechasim of a katan. Okay, meaning from the fact that we're saying, ain't right, it's an offshoot. And the way we're speaking this out is, hold on one second. You're saying that chazaka is a problem. It's only a katan that he's not going to stand up to. The gadol, I'm sorry, the katan won't stand up to the gadol. But that's ein mamidin karav l'nichsei achiv katan. But we are maimid. We will have a regular person who's not in a position of Yerusha. So it must be that in general, okay, there is no such thing as chazaka, the chazaka of Gimel Shanim for the nechasim of Ein Machzikim Minechsei Katan, Vafilu Higdil. Even if the katan grows up, we don't look at it and say, in other words, if there was someone on this land dealing with this land when he was a katan, even if he becomes a gadol, still the katan, again, if he as a katan couldn't protest, then even when he gets older, he's not going to, right? He doesn't know to protest. He doesn't know to stand up for himself. So you're going to have that same issue. Okay? And so now, v'loy amran, ela, so these concerns, so we basically listed three dinim, and we're going to carry them through, this three dinim that we have, which is that if the shavui is a katan, the katan's out of town, we don't have someone go care for, I'm sorry, if someone's out of town, we don't have a katan go deal with his land, because a katan doesn't know how to properly care for land, and then two levels of if the land belongs to a katan, and he's out, so then we're not going to have, or the land is slated to belong to a katan, we'll see in the stories, then we're not going to have a karav do that, because a katan doesn't know how to stand up to a karav. The karav is in a position to make it look like it's really his. Okay, now this din that we're saying, this would only be applicable to the brother from the father, right? Because it's in Yerusha, just if it's his brother, so it could have really been his brother's, because they're both stand to be Yarish in the same from the same person. We only say that it's going to be a problem when we talk about karev. It's only be'arata, that's for land. Houses, people are discernible, right? Fields, they have a hard time saying, oh yeah, this belonged to the older brother, this belonged to the younger brother. But a house, everybody knows who a house is. Rashi says, the neighbors will be able to testify that the older brother went in. And this that we have a concern with a karav being married to the nechasim of his brother who's a katan is if they didn't do an itida. Rashi is an ishita is a shtar chaluka. In other words, when they split the lands, if let's say the father had died previously, and they split the land, so there's a shtar chaluka. We could always reference back to the shtar. Aval avid itada. If you made a shtar chaluka kala islay, then it has a kol. Velohi says the Gemara. None of these things are true. Okay, we're not going to be married a gadol karev to the nechasim of a katan. Period. Velohi loishna achi da abav loishna achi de ima. Even if it's the brother from the mother, it's too close for comfort. Loishna arata veloishna bati. It doesn't matter if it's fields or houses. Veloishna avid itada veloishna loavid itada. If the original at the original chaluka, how the katan got this, there was a shtar chaluka. It doesn't matter. Still loi machtinon. Okay, we do not allow the karev to go and work the land of his brother who is a katan. Now, Hahi Savso. So we're going to have a couple stories over here. First one is going to be very much negeh to this din, which is really three-part din that we had, okay, in regards to how do we deal with a katan for lands of a nechsei shavoi. Hahi Savso, the Havelei Tlaspansa. So he had a lady who had grandma, right? She had a lady. She had three daughters. Ishtabai ihi v'chada barto. So her, along with one of her daughters, went into captivity. Idach tarti bansa. So, and then she had another two daughters that were in town. Okay, bansa shchiva chadiminayu. One of them died. Vishavka yunuka. Okay, so there were three daughters. One of them is with the, we'll call her the grandmother. Okay, one of them is with the mother. One of them died and left over a young son, and one of the daughters is still here. So the question is, do we have the daughter go care for the land? So Amar Abaye Hechi Navad, what are we supposed to do over here? Look minu lenichse biyada da'achta. If we, there's one sister in town who's still alive, so let her care for the land. Dilma shchiva sabsa. Maybe the problem is, maybe the grandmother, right? Maybe the mother had passed away already. Vein maridin kar lenichse katan. Meaning, let's say the lady passed away, so she would have left it to her three daughters. One of the daughters had died and left over a son. Now it's nechsei katan. So we can't have an aunt, emayridin, right? Kara the nechsei katan. We can't have an aunt care for the nechasim of a katan on the chance that the lady died. Nukminu le nechsei biyada di yunuka. Okay, and we can't say that the child should do it. Why? Because dama le shchiva savsa. Because maybe we can't give the child the land because maybe the grandmother, his grandmother, is still around. Right, the mother of the three daughters is still around. Ein maridin katan le nechsei shavui. Then essentially we would be having the katan deal with it. And ein maridin katan le nechsei shavui. That is another din that we had. Amar Abaye Helkach. So here's what way we deal with this land. Palga yavina leila achta. So we're going to give half of the land to the living daughter. Beidach palda mukmina le apotropia leinuka. So we're going to have an apotropis come and care for the land. Again, a apotropis dahainu, a foreign person, because you can't have a karav deal with the land on that chance. Okay, so in this case, you're going to have an apotropis, like we explained. Okay. Now, the role of the apotropis here is really to be nisparnes, and Tosfos speaks this out, to be nisparnes, the child, right? An apotropis, because normally in apotropis, we said we don't do apotropsin for older people. So what we're saying is it's really for the katan, and that's why people are willing to do it, because how else is the katan living? The katan's going to live off of the land. So if an apotropis come, they will deal with the land to support and sustain the yunuka. Rava Amar. Rava says, once you're introducing an apotropis,
why we shouldn't give half.
Well, again, the half to the sister, well, again, on the tzad, what do you mean? The problem is, no, that's only the nechsei katan. So like this, if the concern is, maybe we treat it, let's say they're both dead, right? Let's say they're both dead. So then the sister can't deal with the katan's land, but the sister can deal with her own. Let's say they're both alive, right? Then the sister on her own would have no problem caring for the land. That is the din of Meridin Karo the Nechsei Gunatur Shimon Amlia. Right? So what you're dealing with here is you're dealing with both. Worst case scenario, don't have the sister. That's your only problem over here is if you have the sister caring for the Nechsei Katan, again, especially since she's in a position to yarshin this land as well. So that's where we're maibed apotropis. Says Rava, then no. Migu, once we bring an apotropis in anyway, since you have to do that, migu de mukmina apotropula palga, mukmina apotropula idach palga. In other words, once you have an apotropis coming in, so then have the apotropis deal with anything. The only thing is, normally, we can't find an apotropis. Here, we're going to have an apotropis. Why? Because you have a katan anyway. Someone's going to be willing to do it. So have them care for all the land at that point. L'soif shamu d'shchiva sabsa. So the taka heard that the sabsa died. Okay, they heard that the sabsa died. Amar Abaya tilta yahavina lala achta. So now, if we hear the grandmother died, so now each daughter gets a third. Tilta yahavina lala achta. So a third, the daughter in town gets her third. Okay, now we still don't know the status of the daughter that was with the sabsa. Okay, so then v'tilsa yavinan liyinuka, a third goes to the katan. V'idach tilsa yavinan danka. Now the question is, who's dealing with the third that would belong to the sister who was also in captivity, who we don't know what her status is. V'idach tilsa yavinan danka la'achtasa v'idach danka mukmina le'apotropia. Right, so it's going to be the same thing, just on that one third, that sliver, the same way we donned before. Mukmina le'apotropia liyinuka. Okay, so again, half of that third, Danka is a sixth, right?
His one third that he gets, he also has an apotropis.
So again, the katan gets a third, the surviving sister gets a third, And now there's a third of the land that's in limbo because of the third sister who was wife. Now that third has to get split half-half. Half of it will get taken care of by the surviving sister, and the other half are going to be mimed apotropis like they did before. Rava Amar Mikudu Mukam Apotropis Leinuka Muk Minon Nami Apotropio Leidach Danka. Once we're bringing apotropis in, we could have the apotropis deal with the other sixth as well. Okay, so again, this is how we just had an interesting din that Abaya had to, based on the din, based on the dinim that Rav Huna said, "Ein maridin katan lenechse shavu v'lekar lenechse katan v'lekar machlas kar lenechse katan." Okay, so because of those dinim that Rav Huna had taught. Now it was interesting here. We had I'll just mention that we said we're concerned that maybe the mother died, right? So Tysus asks. He says, "I in Gittin we say that hamevi get medina sayam v'nichu zaken echayla noistin lebecheska shu kayim." We're not concerned that someone dies. So Tesis has to come up with two answers. Either by get, that's Mishum Iguna Ikulim Rabbanon, or over here, right, which is the answer, they were taken away as Shavuot, so they're more likely to die, okay, and that goes away. Fine. Let's see the next story. Mari Bar Esek, Asale Acha Mibei Choizai. So we've had this story before. Mari Bar Esek, he had a brother who came from Bei Choizai. So Rashi's Mashma, that what happened in Bei Choizai was his father, Mari's father, moved to Bei Choizai. He got married there, he had a kid there. Mari was there, and then Mari came back. Now, he left when he knew he had a brother. This is the way Rashi seems to understand this. So you will bring it at the end. This mashma is something not like that. So we have to bring in some other Rishonim to understand this. But the way Rashi's mashma is he knew that he had a brother, but he left town when he was very young. He left his father and he went back to where he came from. Okay, Mari bar Esek also. So he had the brother that now came to collect part of the Yerusha. Amarli, right? The father, Mari bar Esek, went back to where the father came from, where he had land. So he's saying, "I want some of that land." Amarle Pulagli. He said, "I would like some of that land, please. Right? I'm your long lost brother. I've returned. Remember me?" So Amarle Lo Yadanalach. I don't know you. I don't know. Who says you're my brother? I don't know what you're talking about. Asla Kamei de Rav Chista. Okay, he came to Rav Chista. Again, in that understanding, the way Rashi's understanding it, he's saying that I might have known that I had a brother, but I don't know that brother is you. Okay, so also look at Rav Chista. They came to Rav Chista. Amarle, Rav Chista said, "Itaka makes sense that Mari is legitimately claiming he doesn't know his brother. Why? Because we see this Shapar Kamarlach Shenemar the pasuk is by Yaakov Yosef as Echav Behem LaYikiru, that we saw that the brothers that Yosef recognized his brother, but they didn't recognize him. Again, why? Melamed Sheyatzu Balei Chasim Azakan Uva VeChasim Azakan. Right? Because when Yosef left town, okay, he left without a beard, and he came back. When they saw him down in Mitzrayim, he was with a full beard. Okay, so people's
Mari.
Mari was dealing with the karka. Mari took the karka that was his father's karka that was here. His father went and married a woman from somewhere else, Bei Chozoi, had a child in Bei Chozoi. Mari came back to here, so he might have known when the child was very little. That's the way Rashi seems to understand. He came back to where they were originally from, and he took his father's lands. Okay, Amar Le Zil Aisi Sadi. So Rav Chista now says to the brother, the long lost brother, Amar Le Zil Aisi Sadi Da Achvaat. Go bring Edim that you are Taka Mari's brother. Amar Le. So the brother said like this: Isli Sadi. I have Edim that I am Mari's brother. However, Dachalimine. The Gavra Alimahu. Since Murray's a little bit of a gangster, okay, he's an Alima, he's a strong man, so they're afraid to come testify on my behalf against him. Amar Le Lidide. So Rav Chista said to Mari Bar Esek, Zil Ant Aisi Sado Delav Achochu. You have to bring Edim that he's not your brother. So Amar Le Dina Hachi. Mari said, "Hold on 1 second. I love Araya. And I'm definitely my father's son. This guy maybe is, maybe he's not. I love Araya. And you're now flipping it on me, right? We see this by Yeshua. So I'm like, yeah, Hachi Dayina Lach Ulchol Alimi in the Chavrech. Yeah, that's how we deal with you gangsters. Okay, you Alima, you strong man. Okay, you know how to witness intimidation. Okay, and that's what we're gonna do. Amarle. So Mari now." Mari said to Rav Chista, he says, "Saif saif, also sadi v'lo misadi." Okay, now really the way Tosus explains it is that what he was telling Mari was, go appease the witnesses that your brother has so they can come. The burden of proof is on you. So now their witnesses, go make them feel comfortable that if they tell the truth, that you're not going to give them a hard time, right? So he said, either way, if I go talk to them, right, then you're telling me to bring witnesses. You know what they're going to do? They're going to come testify for me. Not only are they going to not testify against me, they will testify for me. In other words, if I'm such a gangster, right, I can get them, not that I can shut the witnesses up, I can also get them to falsely testify. So Amar Lei, safe, Asu Sadi, Velay Misadi. Amar Lei, to which Rav Chisda said, no, Tarti Lei Avdi. It's just one thing to shut a witness up. It's another thing for them, they're going to do two. Number one, these are the same, again, the way Tisus explains, very nice. Tarti loy avdi, meaning these are the same edim that the brother brought, they're afraid. And we're telling you to go talk to them. Oh, if I go talk to them, no, they're going to testify for me, not against me. No, this is tarti loy avdi. Maybe you'll shut them up out being afraid, but to actually go ahead and get them, those same witnesses, to turn those witnesses into your witnesses, that they're not going to do. L'seifasu sadi da'achvahu. Okay, l'maisa, whatever the situation, calm down. They figured out, okay, how to avoid this witness intimidation problem. And he had Adim, the brother had Adim, that he's in fact a brother. Amali Liflagli. Okay, so he's getting part of the land. The problem was that Murray Bar Asik had worked the land. He'd improved the land. So now the guy's saying, right, now that I settled the land, guess what? I want all the improvements, right? The back improvements on the land. Amarle Liflagli, Nami Pardesu Bustanai. I want from the fruits from the orchards and the gazebos that you built, meaning I want half of everything from the time our father died. The Shasel, right? So I want the Pardise Ubustani is Rashi's Masha Bustani's Bison Shel Ilanos, right? Ginas Habison, we just recently had in the Megillah, right? So again, so I want the fruits, whatever you planted, whatever you built on the land. Amarle Shapir Karmarlach. We see that it's a good taina. Once he's a brother, that he's going to get back to Tanan. So let's say a person left over children, and he left over gedolim and katanim, and the gedolim went ahead and they improved the land. That they have to divide it. They have to give the katanim some of the benefit that happened to the field after the father had died. Abaya says, now, by the way, Rashi attacks us. It's interesting. There's a whole Rashi and a Tosfos that has a girsa on it. We're bringing a Mishnah to support, right? To support what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, in other words, once the brother, the long lost brother, brought Adim to be able to testify that he was a brother, and now he wanted all the improvements from the time the father passed away. And we're bringing Rav Chisda brought a Mishnah, and then V'chein Amar Rabba Ishbichu La'emsa. Rabba certifying a Mishnah, and also Rabba was a Talmud of Rav Chisda, certifying what Rav Chisda, his Rebbe, did. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, Rashi says, take out the Girsa, and it can't be Rabba. If you want to be Gerus something, you have to say maybe it's Rav. Okay? That would make more sense. Amar Le Abaya, Taisa says that no, don't worry, because Abaya comes to attack it. Really, so right, you have an interesting shalshalos here. Rav Chisda was the Rebbe of Rabba. Rabba was the Rebbe of Abaya. Right? So no, really, it's because Abaya came to attack it, like we're going to see right now. So really, it was Rabba. You could be Gairus Rabba. Rabba was responding to Abaya, not to support, not support his Rebbe. Amalei Abaya, mi dami. Right? Rav Chisda wasn't bringing Rabba his Rebbe. Okay, but Amalei Abaya, mi dami. Hasam, how could you compare it to the case of the Mishnah, where we're saying that if you have Gedolim and Ketanim, the Gedolim who are Mashbiach after the father passes, that they have to split whatever the Shvach on the Karka is with the Ketanim. Midami Hasam, Gedolim, Gavi Ketanim, Yodi, Vikam Machli. We assume that the older brothers are doing it on behalf of the younger brothers who are incapable of doing it. But here, Hacham Miyada Delechel, did he know? And from here, right, here's what I ask. Did he know that he had a brother, that he should be Meichel? Now, according to the Rashi explained, he knew he had a brother. He just didn't. Right? I don't recognize you. So the Rashba says that either we could say that he forgot. That's a way to answer for Rashi. He forgot that he had a brother, out of sight, out of mind. Except the Rashba says he doesn't like that, because right? He says, what are the chances? You don't forget your brother. Okay? You don't forget that you had a brother. Okay? You might not be able to recognize him, but to forget that you had a brother, that's a pretty big forgetting. And therefore, again, he's going to go ahead and learn that really Murray never knew he had a brother, right? And going back, Murray never knew he had a brother. And then, what's this whole Vayakar Yosef as Echav? You have to go back, right? Because what you're saying is he didn't recognize him. But no, of course I didn't recognize him. I didn't know that he was there in the first place. So how do you deal with that? So he says that was just a response that Murray, and Tysus kind of says like this as well, Abel Hacha Murray by Esek Lehava Toyin Bari Loyadana, meaning he's saying, I didn't know, right? I didn't know. And even if I would have known I had a brother, I wouldn't be able to recognize him anyway. So again, you have to krechs one way of this story, one way or another. Either he knew, because we're bringing a riot from recognizing, now we're saying he didn't know. Okay, but the point is that we're saying, how could you go ahead and learn from this Mishnah that Mashbiach, that the brother, Murray's brother, should get some of the benefit and the upside here? Why? Because an older brother that cares for land on behalf of a younger brother, right? So over there, that's an older brother and a younger brother. Here, this was an older brother and a, what for, as far as he knew, non-existent brother. So he never had him in mind. Okay?
What's the
delichel? Huh?
What is delichel? What does that mean in this context? So either way you explained it.
Oh, to be Michael, meaning when you have an older brother doing it for the younger brother, he's Michael on the effort he had to put in. He's doing it for his benefit.
But did Mari know his father died?
Mm-hmm.
He knew his father died.
Somehow he got word. Anyways, we got to go Milsa. Matal Kareid Rav Ami. Okay, so now they're trying to figure this out. Okay, obviously the matter came before Rav Ami. Amr lehu gedoy lemizu amru. Shaman lehem ka'aris. So the question is, we say Shamalem Ka'aris, Hashtad Yidele Avinonle. Hold on one second, right? How could we say that Murray's actions on behalf of the brother's half constitute, he's a Maridin Karel Nechsei Achav, essentially, right? It's a reverse case of that. So he's just an Aris. So how could you say that he should only get a little part of it, right? He's just functioning as an Aris on the Katan's land. So Ahadra, Adura halakamed Rav Chista. So I went back to Rav Chista. So this matter bounced back between Rav Ami and Rav Chista. Amar lehu midami. Hold on one second. You can't say this is a case of Meridin and he's an Aris, so he the katan should get the benefit of everything else other than Murray essentially functions as an Aris for his brother. Midami hasam bereshus nachis hachalav bereshus nachis. No, the only time shaman ka Aris, that would be when he went down bereshus. So maybe over here, okay, maybe over here was lav bereshus. Maybe he should get nothing. Okay, so maybe again it should all go to the katan. So the Gemara says, "Va'ed katan who?" Okay, and what's the other issue? The other issue is, hey, this is you can't apply. You try to attribute the din of maridin karev lenichsei marid lenichsei shava. You try to apply this din. Guess what? He's a katan, and we said before, like Rav Huna says, that a katan you aren't going to be marid on behalf of married a karev, that's a gadol, to the nechsei of a katan. Vayed katan hu, ve'ein married in karev le'nechsei katan, hadru le'kamei de'rav ami, amar lehu, lo'saimei kamei de katan hu. Ah, you never told me he was a katan. You never told me this long-lost brother was a katan. Okay, and therefore, the din here, okay, is that he should not have gone down at all, and therefore, I guess Murray would not, in this situation, would not be entitled to any of it. He should have never been on the katan's land in the first place. Okay, and therefore, that is how we settled this thing. So we started today, right? We went to just discuss the three, within the three cases, we said Tana, the Chulon Shamalem Ka'aris. We said, who's the Chulon Shamalem Ka'aris? It must be the middle case of where you know that you've got a Shavoy, right? What we called the Lashon of Nitushim, okay? Somebody who was captured, were forced to leave. Tishmatenu and Natasha, they were forced to leave the land. And the din is Shaman Ka'aris, okay? And we said the reason why we don't treat it like a husband dealing with his wife's Nechsei Malog, we treat it rather like a husband dealing with his wife's Kitana, right? A Kitana that's subject to Mian, is because we want to make sure that he is invested in the success of the land. We also said, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that Nishbevi Niach Kama Liktzar, so Bez would be Maimin Apotropos, said if the field just needed harvesting, we would bring an Apotropos, but we don't bring an Apotropos for the rest of it. We would have a Karav go because it's too hard. We're not going to be able to find an Apotropos for old people. Apotropsin, right, for Gedolim, they're only willing to put in the effort on behalf of Yisayman. Okay, Rav Huna said the three-part din, which is Ein Maridin Katal and Nechsei Shavai. Oh, we had, by the way, it said Tana Vechulan, the last Suye was a case. We said like a case in between, right? Let's say you had a case of a person who was forced to skip down. They weren't led away to captivity, but they were forced to skip. They were wanted for murder. Okay, so that would be also like the same din. Okay, then we said Rav Huna said Ein Maridin Katal and Nechsei Shavai, V'loi Karav, L'Nechsei Katan, V'loi Karav Machmas Karav, right? Two levels of Karav. But the idea is the same here, which is that a Karav is too close. So again, on the Karav Nechsei Katan, the Katan is not going to know to protest and say this isn't really his. And since he's in a position where it could have been his, right? They come from the same, let's say, for instance, it's a Katan's older brother. So then that would be a problem. The older brother would just claim that he got a Birusha. Okay, also, we don't have a Katan care for other people's lands because a Katan doesn't know how to properly care for land. And we had the story with the grandmother with the three daughters, one who died and left over a katan, and you ran into two of these issues here, which is karav lenechsei katan and katan Nechsei Shavoy, right? We ran into an issue, so we had to come up with this idea where Machlokes Amayin Rava, that you definitely have to have an apotropis for part of it, for the katan's part of it, to help sustain the katan. And Rava held, once you're bringing an apotropis, then you might as well have apotropis deal with the whole thing. Okay, so that was the story of Hisapsa. And then we had the story with Mari Bar Asik, the long-lost brother, who he may or may not have known about, okay, and the story with Rav Chista, that ultimately we said that, again, ultimately they were able to pacify and he was able to bring Edom, so we know that he's getting half a land. Now, what about all the previous improvements? And we said, the way it came out at the end was, the Rav Chista was not aware that this was a katan, and a katan is an unauthorized meridin, and therefore the katan for the improvements on the land would get all of it because it was an unauthorized meridin, might see and I say, okay, and therefore he had no rights to be on the katan's land at all, like the din of Rav Huna, that ain meridin karay l'nechsei katan.